Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 10 lepers were cleansed, but only one was saved. 10 were given the gift of health, only one received the gift of faith. All 10 cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." But only one of them, to only one of them, did Jesus declare, "Your faith has saved you." All 10 had faith to approach Jesus and to receive healing from him at the beginning, but by the end of the account, only one retained faith. Only one, the Samaritan, the outsider, turned back and, praising God with a loud voice, fell at the feet of Jesus and gave him thanks. All the dead will be raised when Jesus returns, because he has defeated death for all. But only for the saved, only for those elected, will they live with Jesus. The rest would prefer never to have been raised than to have to acknowledge that Jesus truly is Lord, the eternal Son of God, who died and who rose to save them from their sins, and then also to live eternally apart from him and his goodness. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Not just your sins, or the sins of all believers, or the sins of this Samaritan leper, all sins. Thinking that your sins might be too big for God to forgive is arrogance. The death of Jesus on the cross is bigger than any sin, because Jesus died for all sins. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for you. Every single sin was paid for by the death of Jesus. Sin, therefore, rebellion against God, no longer damns. Unbelief is what damns. Unfaith is what damns. You may not hear in that an excuse for sin. This is a distortion of what faith means. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it, the apostle preaches. Nor may you hear another distortion of faith, a false definition of faith. The faith that saves is the faith which the leper has received, the faith which God declares in the hearing of his word, faith that comes from the outside in. Such faith lives at the feet of Jesus. Faith receives from Jesus what he desires to give. I believe in Jesus, but that doesn't mean I need to receive his gifts on Sunday morning, is the devil's trickery. It's not faith, it's a delusion. Faith receives. The Large Catechism preaches, true worship is not primarily about gratitude. True worship of God is faith in God, trusting in his mercy, taking him at his word, relying on his sacramental gifts. True worship of God takes place when your heart directs all of its trust and confidence only towards God and does not let itself be torn away from him. As the Reformers put it, the highest worship in the gospel is the desire to receive forgiveness of sins, grace, and righteousness. More than healing, Jesus wants to deliver himself. He alone rendered perfect worship to God, kept the third commandment perfectly and precisely, and all the other commandments perfectly and precisely. He alone can answer this prayer for mercy because he alone delivers mankind from the decay of sin. He was unblemished by sin. The only one not cast out by the leprosy of the heart that affected all of Adam's descendants. For the sake of the leper, the outcast, the one dying because of sin, the one unable to keep even one single commandment for a whole day, God took human flesh in the person of Jesus and died to buy you back from your sin. So faith alone saves, right? That's one of the solas of the Reformation, which is almost ubiquitous everywhere now that the 500th anniversary of Luther's posting of the 95 Theses draws near. And Lutherans suppose they know it well, faith alone, but don't let it be distorted. Faith doesn't save you. Jesus saves you. By faith alone in Him, you have His salvation. But you cannot, like the 9 lepers who don't return to Jesus, suppose that you can have faith in Jesus if you aren't returning to Him. I believe, but I don't need to receive Jesus' means of grace on a Sunday morning is the devil's fiction. I believe in Jesus, but I say no to His invitation is demonic nonsense. You just have to have faith is pop religious babble. You don't need faith, you need Jesus. Faith receives Jesus, trusts in Jesus, returns to Jesus. Such faith is never alone. This faith is always accompanied by works. Works do not shape your faith. On the contrary, it is faith in Jesus that shapes your works. So the faith of the once leprous man compels him to return to Jesus to give thanks, to worship. So the faith of those once sinners washed in the waters of holy baptism, delivered the Lord's gift of faith, compels them to return to the one whose death on the cross is what saves them. To say faith alone is not to say that faith ever is or could be alone, but that only by faith alone can you receive the gifts that God freely bestows. Faith alone receives God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Faith alone can please God with works of love done for the neighbor. Faith alone is credited to you as perfect, complete righteousness. Faith saves because it brings you to Jesus. As it drove this Samaritan leper to Jesus, faith drives you to Jesus. It brings you where the Holy Spirit draws you, to His divine service. You don't have faith in faith. You have faith in Jesus. Faith saves because it trusts in Jesus for forgiveness. Faith saves both by what it is and also by what it is not. Faith is perfect confidence in Jesus and zero confidence in yourself. Faith, like that of this healed leper, worships God in the person of Jesus, seeking from Him more and more of the gifts delivered by faith in the first place, and which continue to preserve that gift of faith within you, His Word proclaimed and His gifts administered in His holy sacraments. What God has given, He preserves. The faith that He gives is enough because it directs you to Jesus. And what Jesus told the healed leper is what He says to you, the forgiven sinner. Your faith has saved you. The faith that He has delivered to you in the waters of holy baptism and in the hearing of His Word saves you. And He preserves that faith in the same way that He delivered it. There's a beauty to this preservation. God gives you faith. Faith draws you back to Jesus, where He is giving out His gifts of forgiveness of sins and salvation, where He is preaching His words to you, forgiving your sins in holy absolution, feeding you with His own body and blood. And these gifts that faith returns to receive are exactly what strengthen and preserve God's gift of faith in the first place. He gives faith. Faith draws you to Jesus. And with the gifts that He gives, He preserves you in faith your whole life long. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.